The Gemara tells us that already in the days of the Tanaim there was an institution of Psukim Zimra. One of the Tanaim makes a statement, he hopes that he'll always be able to recite Hallel every single day. The Gemara says, what do you mean? To say Hallel every day is prohibited. You only say Hallel on special occasions when Nisim occur. The Gemara says, no, that's what we call Hallel HaMitzri. What we call Hallel is called Hallel HaMitzri because it says B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. But this Tana is referring to the Hallel of Psukah de Zimra. That's the Hallel on Teva. So Hallel on Teva, you should try to praise HaKadosh Baruch every day. Hallel on Nisim, that's reserved for special occasions. So there's a big dispute that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, HaMachlokes Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yain is the commentary on the Rif on Brachas. Tosu's opinion is that the idea behind the Psuka de Zimra is based on the Gemara Liyola Misadar Ad Mishvacha Shalakadosh Baruch Avachakach Yispalel. When the main part of the Tefillah are the middle Brachas of the Shemana Esrei. When we ask Abakosh at Sarach, Sechanenim Yitcha De Abina Vahaskal, we ask HaKadosh Baruch to give us Sechal. We ask HaKadosh Baruch to give us the ability to do Tshuva. We ask us to forgive all of our sins, give us geula, give us refuah, give us parnasa, all the bakoshes. So it's not derech eretz to start off with asking bakoshes. After the misad shvacha, the first three brachas of the Shemana Esrei al Shevach, and the conclusion of the Shemana Esrei is hoidoya, hoidema anachnu loch. We thank you for all of the chasarim that you gave us in the past. And the etzem of the tefillah is really the middle of the Shemana Esrei, the bakoshes surah. So Tosfos's opinion is that the idea behind the takonis that you should recite Halal, you should recite the Psukah de Zimra, that's an enhancement of Isadu Arim Shvacha Shalakadosh Baruch HaKach Yispalem. The Tana says he hopes to be able to say it every day. It means if he comes late to Shul, he's not going to say Psukah de Zimra. He's going to start from Baruch. If he comes in, Baruch is going to start from Baruch. But more correct is, you should come a little early and try to say slowly all the Psukah de Zimra. Isadu Arim Shvacha Shalakadosh Baruch HaKach Yispalem. What if a person came late? And he puts on his tefillin. By the time he puts on his tefillin, Chazan Shadi up to Baruch Hu. So then you start with Baruch Hu and you leave that. You don't say Psukah de Zimra later. You blew it. You lost your chance to say Psukah de Zimra. The Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees, and he said that's one aspect of Psukah de Zimra. It should be recited before davening. And Rabbi Kivega has a famous truly. He says even women who are not obligated to say Kriyashma, not obligated to recite Birchas Kriyashma. But the women are obligated to say Shemona Esrei, so the women are obligated to recite Psukah de Zimra. Because Psukah de Zimra is Yisadu Arim Shalakadosh Baruch Hu V'Hakach Yispalel. That's a hachana for the Shemona Esrei that they're going to say. Rabbi Yonah says, in addition to that aspect, that it's a hachana for the Shemona Esrei, but the Gemara calls it Hallel. So just like the Hallel HaMitzvah, the Hallel HaNisim, the Mishnah says Hallel is called Hallel. You can say Hallel all day long. So the Hallel of Psukah de Zimra also, more correct is to come early to Shul, and to daven slowly, to say everything, and to start from Psukah de Zimra as a hachonah for the Shemona Esrei. But if a person came late, he walks in, puts on his tefillin, and the chazan is up to Baruch Hu, then he has to say tefillah b'tzibur, he starts with the Baruch Hu, then the Rabbi Yonah says he should say the Psukah de Zimra later in the day, with the Baruch Shama, with the Yishtabach, everything, it's like Hallel, that he's a Hallel koyim. How do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban that we are choshesh for the both opinions. So if a person came late to Shul and he didn't have an opportunity to say Psukah de Zimra before davening, he starts with Baruch Hu and he goes straight to Shemona Esrei. So he should be choshesh for the Shitas Rabbi Yonah that it's Halal he say all day long. But he should be choshesh for the Shitas HaTosfos that you don't gain anything, so you shouldn't say the brachas. You should just say the Psukah de Zimra without the brachas of Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. What if a person came a little bit late to Shul? So he doesn't have a chance to say the whole Psukah de Zimra, but he abridges it. You'll have to learn, someone's going to have to explain tomorrow or the next day, how can you abridge Psukah de Zimra? What are the more essential parts of Psukah de Zimra? Which are the less essential parts? The different opinions over here. So if one has to abridge the Psukah de Zimra, unfortunately, everybody knows from the time they're very young, that one can abridge Psukah de Zimra, you can speak through it by saying Baruch Shama Ashrei in Yishtabach. So if a person said Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach, and he was Yotze Psukah de Zimra, but he had it, then you gain nothing by saying the rest of the Psukah de Zimra later. You satisfy the both opinions. You were Yotze Psukah de Zimra as Hachana for the davening before Shachris, and then you already said the Halal, but you were Yotze the Halal. So what will you gain by filling in the rest of the psukkas. But if a person walked into shul so late that by the time he puts on his tefillin, the chazan is up to baruch and he starts with baruch and he didn't say any psukkah in the zimra at all, then the Ramban says in the tshuva we should satisfy the both opinions. We should be choshish for the both opinions of Tosis and Rabbi Yehuda. We should say the whole psukkah in the zimra after davening, but omit the brachas of baruch shama and yishtava. Have a nice day. Have a pleasant summer.